Point of Grace, How Great Our Joy on WWIB, and how great our rushing around behind the scenes, not just making Christmas cookies and sending out cards, but getting the work done at the radio station. Good morning, Jason Kantz.
Good morning.
Thank you again for doing this with me for 5 years. It's been a journey, you know, and day by day, one never knows, you know, if you get to do it again, but we've had the privilege and the gift and the opportunity, and I really appreciate it.
Likewise. I, unlike you, I'm not typically running around in the background trying to get ready for the show. So, yeah, so I wait here with bated breath for you to call.
Yeah.
And we can visit for a bit.
We can alleviate that. Use some mouthwash, and then you'll take care of your bated breath. So.
Right, yeah.
Okay, a couple of things on my mind here this morning, and I was, and that's really what the concept has been, just coming with whatever. Popcorn, you know, how do you say no to it? And whenever you ask the question, like when you went to see Wicked, and they did you get popcorn?
We did get popcorn. Yeah. I did not. I haven't actually had popcorn since I had surgery. So
can
I don't
you
know
not?
How it would go. I don't know. I think I probably can. I just haven't at this point. So.
Well, it's just kind of, I had my share of popcorn at the movie on Sunday, and I always say yes to the buttered, I mean, mostly.
Right.
And then at the basketball game last night, got some, and then afterwards there were a bunch of bags left, and I'm like, and it was amply salted, which I don't mind, you know?
Yeah,
But afterwards, I'm like, you know, you always read those stories about what's not good for you, and that's not fun, so.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at regular popcorn, like air-popped popcorn versus movie theater popcorn with butter, there's a definite reason why movie theater popcorn tastes better.
I know. And so, that, you know, but and you dig into it in terms of those health cons. So I feel like I'm kind of floating on popcorn. The other thing, the more substantive thing I wanted to get into was just the idea of the way things are and the way that you wish they were. And this is from the micro to the macro. I mean, and it's just an ongoing, and I think, I know I've grown a lot in focusing in recent years on God help me to accept the way things are and, you know, the beginning of the Serenity Prayer, right?
Yeah, right.
Accepting what you can change and what you can't change and giving that you have the courage to change what you can, which is very little, but it starts with yourself, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I have also been kind of reflecting on that recently, this idea of how do I live in this present moment, you know, to trying to be good and kind and loving. You know, without fretting about what's coming, you know, and I think because there's so many things I can't change.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's exactly what I'm talking about. And again, it can be international, right?
Yep.
I mean, Ukraine or, you know, the Middle East. I mean, that kind of goes on. It can be national.
Yep.
It can be in my own family, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. All of those things, you know, and I think. I don't know if you've ever had that experience, but I've had it where I've been, you know, laying in bed and thinking about, oh, what was that thing I was worrying about just a little bit ago? And it's such a silly question to ask, right? I mean, if we've forgotten what we're worrying about, maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe it is. You know, I cannot, we haven't done actually a scripture the last couple of days, so I want to do it today, but I just can't carry on in Matthew 26 a week before Christmas.
Sure.
And yet I go to Luke 2, and I see that we completely did this, like, last year.
Sure.
So is there another, what about Matthew somewhere? Like,
I mean, we could go to Matthew somewhere. I mean, I think they talk about the story, the Christmas story.
I think so, too.
So, yeah.
So we're going to.
I mean, I think, it, you know, like, one, it starts at 18, where it gets into the birth of the Messiah.
That's what we're going to do, Matthew 18 and 19. Go ahead.
Okay, and it says, this is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph, but before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, was a good man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly.
Hmm. And you say in Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary, which people can still order for Christmas from Amazon.
Yes.
You say, from Matthew, together with Luke, you learn many of the details about Christmas, the celebration of my son's birth. Jesus' mother, a young teenager named Mary, was engaged to a carpenter named Joseph. Their betrothal was thrown into question when Mary became pregnant, even though it was by my Holy Spirit. The angel Gabriel had explained to Mary how she had become pregnant, but I had not yet revealed my plan to Joseph. Like most people, he could never believe that divine conception was possible. All he knew was that the child was not his because he and Mary had not been intimate. So he decided to break off the engagement. Joseph was a godly man, and despite what he believed to be a monstrous betrayal, he sought to honor her dignity. He intended to break it off quietly so he would not shame her any further. Final thoughts.
Yeah, I just, trying to put myself in the story, what would I be feeling if I were Joseph in that, right? You know, and, he could have been really raging mad, but really is trying to think, how do I do this in a way that is loving and kind? It's tough. It reminds me of a song by Sawyer Brown called It Wasn't His Child. From the perspective of Joseph, what is it like to be in this circumstance?
Huh, interesting, because I was all set with Michael Carr, Joseph's song, but then I looked for it, and I think we, and I was surprised. I thought maybe we would have had some Sawyer Brown, but I'm tracking it down here. So thank you, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you later. Yep.
All right, our buddy Jason Kahn. All right, so birthdays. Listen, I got over 3,000 Facebook friends. Some of us aren't real close, but anyhow, that lets me access some birthdays, some. But, I mean, the rest of you, think of all the people you know going north, south, east, and west. So we, first of all, turn to you on the listener line to see if you got any birthdays for us, any anniversaries. And as the year winds down, clearly Birthday Bob has given us more than anybody else in Rice Lake, so thank you. He cares about others' birthdays and anniversaries, as we all should. So nothing there, so off to Facebook we go. That was not meant to be scolding at all. It was meant to be, encouraging, others-centered. So I do have a handful of birthdays today. I'm going to just go ahead and admit it. The first girl I ever called on the phone has a birthday today. I was in sixth grade, and I remember writing out some notes of what to talk about. And among the things, and I don't know why I remember this, but it was like, oh, yeah, talk about Welcome Back, Cotter. Tonight's episode. So that tells you how old I am. Heidi Rowe Foster Savalakis has a birthday today, as does Renee Ewer, Isaac Benner, Adam Geed, and Marlene Clark. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. Others with birthdays. Keith Richards of the Stones is 81. Steven Spielberg, 78. What a life he's lived. Movie critic Leonard Maltin is 74. Comedian Ron White, 68. Brad Pitt, 61. See? Even Brad ages. Stone Cold Steve Austin's the big 6-0. Welcome to the club, Steve. Or Steve-O, as I like to call him. Rachel Griffiths from Brothers and Sisters is 56. Casper Van Dien from Starship Troopers, 56. Singer-songwriter Sia is 49. Can't say I'm real familiar. Josh Dallas from Manifest and Once Upon a Time, 46. Katie Holmes, loved her in Batman Begins, is 46. My, oh, my, she was married to Tom Cruise at a time, one time. Christine Aguilera is 44. Ashley Benson from Pretty Little Liars is 35. Bridget Mendler from Good Luck Charlie is 32. And Billie Eilish is the big 2-3 today.
Well, the Milwaukee Bucks have claimed the NBA Cup title. Milwaukee knocked off the Oklahoma City Thunder 97-81. The NBA Cup championship in Las Vegas, a monster game from Giannis Antetokounmpo, who was named the NBA Cup MVP. He had 26 points, 19 rebounds, 10 assists, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. After Giannis was asked how cool it is to have won an NBA Cup.
It's the best feeling ever. Just winning. Winning feels good. You know, playing big games feels good when you're able to come to the game and execute your game plan, and then the outcome is exactly what you want it to be.
It's Win It Wednesday time on the WIB Wake Up Show, a carryover, as so often happens, from Tuesday Trivia, Halvo.
Yes, and we missed you yesterday at the 8 o'clock hour. We tried 2 more times and did not get a winner, but we heard from all sorts of listeners, from Sand Creek to Prairie Farm, from Fairchild to Rice Lake, New Auburn, and Hawkins. But nobody could answer the question, which is 5% of us have what in common? At 723-2555, not one, but 2 Chick-fil-A gift cards on the line to be used by the end of the year. And that free digital download for the best Christmas pageant ever.
All right. So again, what do 5% of us have in common? 5% of Americans have what? Have this in common? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555 for a chance to win some free Chick-fil-A for you and a friend. Or, you know what, we won't judge if you want to both for yourself. It is really delicious. And also a chance at getting that best Christmas pageant ever movie download. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Christy from Chautauq.
All right, Christy, good to hear from Chautauq and Barron County. What do you think?
I think, is it people are right and left-handed?
Right and left-handed.
Both ambidextrous.
Oh, ambidextrous. Okay, ambidextrous.
There you go. Is it 5% of Americans are ambidextrous? Good guess. Is that what we need? Not today, but
great guess,
back, Christy.
Great guess. I can see where Christy felt like,
yeah,
oh, I know
absolutely.
What it is.
Yeah, oh, I can see that. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Kayla. This is Linda from Chippewa.
Hey, Linda, what do you think?
This is a fraternal twin. It's a twin, but a baby that's born at a different time. Like, they're twins, but they're...
So not identical twins? And okay, fraternal twins?
So we had identical twins guest at 8:45 yesterday, but how about fraternal twins?
Linda? Not it. Thank you. Call us back. 715-723-2555. 5% of Americans have this in common. 5% of us have what in common? If we don't get it here, then how will usually we come up with a clue for 7:45? But maybe we get it here. 715-723-2555. Who wants two free Chick-fil-A sandwiches? Again, you can choose the grilled, the original, or the spicy. I'd probably go with the spicy. They're
all
good.
Yeah, me too. That's what I said.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aiden from Mondovi.
Hey, Aiden, what do you think?
O negative blood type.
O negative. So we had an A negative blood type. Is it O negative? 5% of Americans have this in common. Havo, is it O negative blood type?
Sorry, Aiden.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Aiden. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Will from Hillsdale.
Hey, Will, what do you think?
Is it a common ancestor?
A common ancestor. Okay, so that 6 degrees of separation type of a thing. 5% of us have a common ancestor. Yeah, is that what it is? Great guess, Halvo.
Sorry, Will.
Not what we're looking for. All right, we've got time for two more guesses here, I think. 715-723-2555, maybe even three if we're quick. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lisa from Mondovi.
Lisa, go ahead.
Is it AB blood type?
AB blood type.
AB blood type? It is not. Thank you. Let's do two more guesses. 715-723-2555 again for a chance to win Chick-fil-A. Two free sandwich cards courtesy of Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire and a digital movie download so we can send this to you wherever you're at for the best Christmas pageant ever. Otherwise, if we don't have more guesses now, then we will punt this till after 7:45 and give you a clue. 5% of Americans have this in common. Have what in common? And not seeing more guesses now as we've stumped you for the time being, we will put our heads together and think of a clue. But in case you weren't at the Sidewalk Prophets concert on Friday night, because those who were there heard this, but there was an announcement there about the headliner for Saturday night for OneFest 2025. Who is coming to OneFest 2025 as the Saturday night headliner? Let's give it to you right here, right now, friends. It is... Torrin Wells. Yes, Torrin Wells making a triumphant return to OneFest 2025 as the Saturday night headliner again. You heard about this if you were there at the Sidewalk Prophets concert. Got the insider info as Heather and the lead team at OneFest. The board said, you know what? We saw Torrin at the Dove Awards and just thought, hey, his mission, what he was talking about, just aligned so perfectly with one God, one song, one voice, the OneFest mission statement. They said, we've got to bring him back to be our Saturday night headliner. So again, they're continuing to fill out the artist list for OneFest 2025. There's a great Christmas deal going on as well right now. More info on the OneFest social media or one-fest.com. But if you weren't there Friday night with that packed out house at Calvary Baptist Church, there it is for you right here, right now. Torrin Wells, the Saturday night headliner at OneFest 2025.
Winner Wednesday in the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. I tell you what, I don't know if we don't give these away. I mean, Caleb, do you get one? I get one. We just go to Chick-fil-A or what's
maybe,
the deal?
Maybe that's what we do for lunch. Hey, 715-723-2555. The question we are working on is as follows. 5% of Americans have this in common. And again, we want to give you two free Chick-fil-A sandwich cards courtesy of Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire and a digital movie download of the best Christmas pageant ever, which is now available on demand, again, on digital. So you can watch it with your family wherever you might be. 715-723-2555. It's time for a clue. 5% of Americans have this in common. Have what in common? And the clue is
that Caleb and I do not have this in common with those 5%.
We are not part of the 5%. All right? We are not part of the 5%. We are part of the 95%. All right? So 5% of Americans have what in common? Neither Halvo nor are I part of this 5%. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lisa from Mondovi.
Hey, Lisa, what do you think?
Is it AB negative blood type?
AB negative blood type. It is not. And how about bonus clue here?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with blood type because a lot of people have been thinking that too. So we'll just, you know.
It, beyond that, it has nothing to do with like your physical person.
Okay. So there we go. We're going to load up on clues.
Yeah.
So again, not blood type, not your physical. Because I know we've had ambidextrous or left-handedness, and, you know, things like that. It's not that. 5% of Americans have this in common. Halvo and I do not have this in common with the 5%. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Win It Wednesday.
Now, have we confused people?
Yeah, maybe we have too. Now everybody's going to be like, I don't know. You gave too many clues. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Hey, Tammy, what do you think?
How about colorblindness?
Is it colorblindness?
Sorry.
Not colorblindness. Thanks for the guess, Tammy. 715-723-2555. As we go here, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Allison, and I'm in Eau Claire.
Allison, go ahead. What do you think?
I'm wondering if it has something to do with, like, your middle name. Like, a lot of people have the same middle name.
Okay, so 5% of Americans have this in common, that they have the same middle name. Is that it?
Yeah. Good try.
It's not. Thank you, Allison. Appreciate the call. 715-723-2555.
That would make the whole, one of those secret passcodes.
Yes.
Good guessing morning. Everybody's middle name.
What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Good morning. This is Melissa from New Auburn.
Melissa, go ahead.
I'm going to change things up again. What if 5% of us are World War II vets?
Okay, 5% of Americans, World War II veterans. Is that it, Halvo?
It might have been one time, but it's not now.
All right. Thank you, Melissa. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Darren from Barron.
Darren from Barron. Love it. What do you think, friend?
What about married to siblings?
Huh. Okay. Married to siblings. All right.
I've actually seen that, you know, like the double cousins. I think, is that what you're saying?
Yep.
So it's like, so it's like we've seen
not
that.
Not their own siblings, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, that's actually really cool. We had families in our church who were double cousins. Actually, I think they were, there were a lot. Like, I think there were actually three marriages. Yeah, it was really cool, actually. Anyway. It's going to take way too long to explain who married whom, and that's not what we're looking for. But anyway, double cousins is a
Darren
cool thing.
From Barron. How you faring? Thank you, friend.
All right, 715-723-2555. I was like, to explain, like, the Lancaster and the Borstad family and who was a sibling of whom and then who married whom, like, across the way, so to speak, it was just going to get way too complicated.
It sounds like it could be a movie. Cool. Yeah, yes. Wow.
5% of Americans have what in common? We've got time for a couple more guesses. If anybody wants to give this a shot, 715-723-2555.
We've said we don't have this in common with those 5%, and it has really nothing to do with your physical person, your eye color, your blood type, anything like that.
Good.
We want to give away a couple of Chick-fil-A passes here for the chicken sandwich of your choice and a free digital download for the best Christmas pageant ever, but we're making you earn it.
Yes, so Tuesday Trivia has become Win It Wednesday. We've given you one clue. We're going to try again. 715-723-2555. The question is this. 5% of Americans have this in common. So 5% of us have what in common? Neither Halvo nor I are part of the 5%. Okay, we'd be the other 95%. But now we have another clue for you.
Yeah, so far you guys have been trying to answer the what. What is the thing that we have in common? But really, you need to think more in terms of the where.
So think in terms of a place, right?
Right.
So 5% of Americans have this in common. Think more of the where, as Halvo said. 715-723-2555. Again, thinking in terms of places, right?
Yep.
5% of Americans have this in common. We want you to win on a Win It Wednesday. 715-723-2555. 515-723-2555. And again, two free sandwich cards courtesy of Chick-fil-A Eau Claire. Just have you use those by the end of the year, which will not be difficult at all. And with each of those sandwich cards, you get your choice of a spicy chicken sandwich, the original chicken sandwich, or the grilled chicken sandwich, healthier, all delicious. 715-723-2555 for your chance to win both of those, plus a free digital movie download of the best Christmas pageant ever. And again, the question, 5% of Americans have this in common. 5% of us have this in common. We're saying, think where? Think of a place.
Right. And so that's why it wouldn't help at all for us to give you all the wrong answers, because none of those have been places. They've all been guessing what?
Places. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dennis from Prairie Farm.
Dennis, go ahead.
Have been to Disney.
Have been to Disney. So you're thinking, again, tracking with us here when we're saying places. And is it have been to Disney? No, but I haven't. Have you?
I've been there.
Okay, so yeah.
A couple of times.
All right, thank you, Dennis. Call us back. 715-723-2555. So again, Dennis leading everybody in the right direction here to think of places. We're saying think of the where. 5% of Americans have this in common. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Chippewa.
Hey, Jan,
it
what do you think?
It won't be what I was going to say then.
Go ahead.
I was going to say autism.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
It's not autism.
So we're thinking place. Can you think of a place?
Yeah.
Do you have a bonus guess here?
Not right off.
Okay.
All right. You call us back, Jan. 715-723-2555. She drops off. You get on at 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Gloria from Barron.
Hey, Gloria.
What a great Christmas name.
Yes, right? We should play Sing Gloria from Nevergrey coming up. Anyway, go ahead, Gloria.
Born at home.
Born at home. Okay, sure. 5% of Americans have this in common, being born at home. Is that what we're looking for? How about
Gloria? That's a great guess, Gloria. It's not it, though.
It's not it. 715-723-2555. 5% of Americans have this in common. Havo and I are not part of the 5%. We said think of the where. So think of a place.
A place, or a location, if you will.
Yes. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Gordy from Glenfloro.
I was just at Glenfloro yesterday. Yeah, go ahead.
Live in rural America.
Live in rural America.
All right, he's got the idea of what we're kind of after here.
But not what we're looking for. We were in Glenfloro yesterday for a kindness jar stop.
Yeah.
So that was really fun. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Kathy from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Kathy, what do you think?
I'm guessing that you have a timeshare.
A timeshare.
Another great guess.
Timeshare.
I can see that being
5%. Thank you, Kathy. Yeah. And then you hear all those commercials from Salem Radio Network telling you how to get
out of
it.
I am back, yeah.
Good morning, WWIB. We've got time for it. Let's do three more guesses. Good morning. Go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dennis from Prairie Farm again.
Go ahead, Dennis.
Going to try Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore.
Another fantastic guess, Dennis. It's not it, though.
Not it. Two more guesses, 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, guys. This is Al from Withy.
Hey, Al.
I wanted to guess that their farms live on family farms.
Live on family farms. 5% of Americans live on family farms, Al. No, but thank you, farmers.
Yeah, we know it's fewer and fewer all the time in recent years. So
we have time for one more guess. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
In Chippewa Falls. What do you got, Linda?
I'm thinking about a place. Okay, so, and you adopted Michael.
Yes.
From Liberia.
Yes,
so
I did.
5% of the families have adopted a child from another country.
Okay, good guess.
Yeah, what are we looking for?
Sorry.
It's not. We'll see if we can come up with another clue again after 8:45. We really want someone to win on a Win It Wednesday.
Yeah.
We'd really love for that to happen. So we'll see what we can come up with.
Win It Wednesday, and we really, really mean it. We want you to win.
So don't be shy about calling 715-723-2555. The question, which started with Tuesday trivia, was this. 5% of Americans have this in common. 5% of us have what in common? Neither Havo nor I share this.
Mm-hmm.
We are not part of the 5%. We're part of the 95%. And we've been trying to stack some clues here, Havo.
Yeah, and we don't want to be part of the 5%. We've told you it doesn't have to do with your person. We said it was a place, but more specifically than that, it is a location that is borne out over many different places all over the country.
Yeah, so it's not one place like, oh, Hawaii or Mount Rushmore or something. Like, this is a place, this is a place that is quite common, quite common. And again, let's just have that other clue in there now, too, that Halva mentioned. We are not part of the 5% that have been to this place, and we don't want to.
Right.
All right.
And they've got these all over the world.
Yeah, so again, we're trying to give you as many clues as possible, 715-723-2555, because we want you to win two free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches. Just got to use those before the end of the year, and that free digital movie download for the best Christmas pageant ever. So, with all that being said, all that lead up, let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Bob from Rice Lake.
Bob, what do you think?
I'm gonna guess the White House.
Is it the White House? 5% of Americans have been to the White House.
I've been there a couple of times, but not recently.
I've been there, too.
It's not it, though.
Thank you, Bob. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
That is an example, though. The White House, it's one location.
This is common.
Our hints have tried to say what we have in mind, that what the 5% share in common is not just a one destination. It's,
yeah.
So,
this place is
right.
Commonplace.
Yes.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Christy, Eau Claire.
All right, Christy from Eau Claire.
Prison.
Is it prison? 5% of Americans have been to prison?
Have been to jail?
For real?
Yes! We got a winner!
Christy, you are absolutely correct. Yes, we have a winner on a Win It Wednesday. Yes, 5% of Americans have been incarcerated.
What gave it away to you?
That you didn't want to go there, and so I'm like, okay, I probably don't. Well, I don't either, but...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you find that kind of hard to believe? 5% of us have been behind bars?
I do.
Yeah,
that's... I thought it'd be higher.
Well, higher.
Are they counting people who went on tours? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I've been on a tour, but not against my will. Hang on the line for us, Christy, and we'll get an email from you so we can send that free digital movie download to you, and then we'll have some Chick-fil-A as well.
Are you going to get the spicy? Are you going to get the spicy, the grilled, or the regular?
The spicy.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Christy's in lockstep with us here on the Wib Wake Up Show. All right, hang on, Christy, and we will get those prizes to you.